that's across the western seaboard, and if you like, certainly across the northwest, following Mairead's withdrawal on health grounds. I know she's bitterly disappointed. Certainly she was a formidable candidate. But we now, I suppose, have opened a new contest as from yesterday at 12 p.m. It's a two-week window now for nominations for replacing Mairead McGuinness as the Fine Gael presidential candidate. I certainly will be supporting Heather Humphreys. I think she is an exceptional candidate. She has delivered huge amounts of funding into every town and village across this country. She's an understanding of rural Ireland, and I think everybody has seen the benefit of her in office, be it in social protection or be it in rural affairs. You know, she's held a number of distinct positions across our state. She's an incredible public servant, and I think for the role of the president currently, you do need that experience. You need experience at department level, you need experience at ministerial level. Michael D. Higgins has done an incredible job for the last 14 years. I believe that he will be very well placed with someone like Heather Humphreys if she's given the opportunity.
A lot of the people are expecting here that Heather Humphreys will take the Fine Gael nomination, and that's with all due respect to Sean Kelly, a former president of the GAA himself, but he's probably been disadvantaged in the fact that he's been in Europe over the last number of years, where, as you've mentioned, Heather Humphreys has very much been meeting the people on the ground, especially in rural Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean is certainly worthy of a nomination also. He served us exceptionally well in Europe and continues to do that, top of the poll in the southern region in the last European election. But I do believe Heather Humphreys has just that distinctive ability to be very grounded in terms of her experience at cabinet level. She's held so many portfolios, from justice to rural affairs to arts and Gaelic. She has been the deputy leader of one of the biggest parties in the state, and she has served as well as a civil servant, as a public servant, and I think she would make a great president. Certainly Fine Gael and Sligo and across the western seaboard would be very supportive of Heather Humphreys. She's delivered very well for us here.
I see already some of the members of opposition parties locally have questioned her ability when it comes to the presidential debates. Would you have any fears or concerns in that regard in relation to Heather Humphreys going forward in the campaign?
I think, John, Heather Humphreys was appointed Minister for Business. She succeeded Frances Fitzgerald. She was appointed Minister for Justice on a temporary basis during Helen McEntee's maternity period. She has been a director of elections, of a referendum. She was a deputy leader of one of the largest parties in the state. Whatever challenge she was put in front of her, she has held very well. She has succeeded in, she has delivered for every rural community across this country. She's delivered in social protection at a time in the state where we've seen some unprecedented challenges. And I believe Heather Humphreys would make a fantastic president.